The next step is you have the opportunity to go to the chemical industry. I had students who've done research with me, who've been accepted in a job market. You know, it was very simple for them. They received an interview almost before they graduated from HBU, so they were very well prepared.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Think About It is the podcast of Houston Baptist University, and we welcome Dr. Eric Von Kemmelbake, the professor of chemistry. Welcome, professor.
Thank you.
And you teach the basics of chemical concepts to nurses and then more advanced chemical principles and modern analytical techniques to students majoring in chemistry.
Well, I used to actually teach modern analytical techniques. Now it's my colleague, Dr. Tari, who is teaching this class.
Okay.
So but I taught the class for several years, yes.
Okay. So give us your background, if you would. Where are you from?
I'm from France. I came to the United States in 1988, and I was at the time in this, basically in Bordeaux, who wanted to find students interested in going to the United States to study and get a PhD or master. And at the time, not many students were interested in doing these kind of things because they were kind of scared probably to move away from France. And today the trend is different. I think now many more students are actually going abroad to study.
And what town were you from in France?
What town?
Yeah.
Well, I was born in Dinan, and then we moved to a city called Gien.
Where?
Gien is close to, it's south of Paris.
Okay, very good.
Basically, it's about 150 kilometers south of Paris. And we stayed there with my family for 17 years, and then we moved to Saint-Nazaire, which is right on the Atlantic Ocean.
Sure.
And at the time, I went to school in Nantes, close to Saint-Nazaire, about an hour away from Saint-Nazaire by car. And when I finished my high school, I decided to go to, so I was in Nantes, and then from Nantes, I was able to go to engineering school in Bordeaux. And that's where, in my third year, this professor told me, well, if you're really interested in going to the United States, I know some professor in Houston, a professor in Toronto. And I had a phone call from this professor from Houston. We, in fact, decided to, said, well, I mean, you could be a good, potential researcher for in my group. And I will meet you in Paris. And we met in Paris, and he was really interested because I was thinking a professor would come with a suit and and tie and everything, and he just came in short. it was kind of a break for him, so we talked, and he said, "Well, okay, probably you'll be in Houston, in August or September." I said, "Wow, that's amazing," and that's what happened, So I started in 1988. In Houston.
And doing your PhD?
Working on my PhD.
And where?
I was at the University of Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, I was at the University of Houston. And then I got my PhD in 1993. And I did a little bit of postdoctoral study with, unfortunately, a professor called Dr. Baer, who just passed away this year. Mm-hmm. And then after my postdoctoral study, I started at HBU in 1997.
And how did you come to HBU? How is it? Tell us the steps.
I came to HBU at the time, a professor basically who knew very well my PhD advisor stopped by one time in the office where I was doing some research and working on some project, and she asked me, "Will you be interested in teaching?" I was thinking maybe I'll go for a job in chemical industry at the time, but I say, "Well, why not? I mean, I can try, see what." And she said, "Well, the first year will be just like a visiting professor position. We don't have a real permanent position yet. But it could turn out to become a permanent position." I said, "Oh, well, okay, that's interesting. I'll try that." And so I taught for 1 year. And during this time, you know, I had a discussion with the dean, this professor become dean, basically because the reason why I really had this spot in HBU is because Dr. Warren, at the time was teacher, got the position as a dean. So there was a spot, you know, in the chemistry department.
Sure.
And so that's how I started.
We're talking to Dr. Eric Van Kammelblok, who is the professor in the chemistry department at HBU. And what a change to go from Bordeaux, France, to Houston, Texas. How was your first summer here?
Oh, that was very difficult. When I arrived in August, I remember that was the worst time, I guess, to come to Houston. Yeah. I didn't know that. So it was a big difference. I mean, you know, in France at the time, you know, the temperature was maybe in a 23, 24, you know, something like this. And then you arrive and it's 35, you know, 33 degrees. And the humidity was so high, you know. I was like almost going a shower all the time.
Yeah, right.
Now, it was a big change, really.
So you, as the professor of chemistry at HBU, have three students. You've presented research and a poster session at the American Chemical Society regional meeting in Galveston.
Yes.
On November 11, 2016. Can you summarize that?
Well, pretty much what I did is, since I started HBU, I've been part of the Welsh program.
And explain what the Welsh program
is. Oh yeah, so what it is the Welsh Foundation is giving us some money. I mean, giving some departmental grant, basically. We receive a departmental grant, and we had this departmental grant for many, many years. And so that gives us the opportunity to give a little bit of a stipend to students who are doing research with us. So not each faculty in the chemistry department will do this research, but I really enjoy that. And I wanted to keep also the contact with kind of the University of Houston also at the time.
Sure.
I wanted to continue writing papers, and I was in contact with, you know, some graduate students, so looking at what project they were doing. So I said, well, that would be a good opportunity for me to have students maybe from HBU to start doing something, maybe even at the University of Houston, working with graduate students and give them some ideas of what it is to, you know, to be in a graduate school. So so I was fortunate that we had this Welsh program, basically. And I've been part of this Welsh since I started HBU, pretty much over my 20 years, I've been always doing research with those students. And I think it's been a really good thing. I noticed, you know, how the students are really improving themselves, you know, through research. And I definitely encourage any students who is interested in understanding more the material that we teach in class, for example, having a better lab skill to perform research.
And so tell me about the profile of the student that would come to Houston Baptist University in the chemistry area. I mean, what would be the job opportunity for them, and what would be the magnetism to that topic?
Well, the students basically that I have been dealing with are Asian, you know, profile, and also, you know, some, you know, American white also as well. What they do typically is they just have to come with a feeling of being in chemistry, you know, and because chemistry offers a lot of opportunities,
right?
You know, depending what they want to do.
And talk to me about those opportunities chemistry offers.
At the time, basically, when I was at HBU, we had a double major program, mm-hmm. and we had students doing often, you know, chemistry, biology, mm-hmm. and it was a quarter system also. But you know, the fact that we had this double major, I had a lot of students, you know, in my chemistry classes that were also learning biology. So later on, we switched to only a single major. And what happened is when we had those double major, many chemistry majors were interested in medical school. Today, we observe more like students interesting, and after they graduate with a chemistry major, more interested in going to chemistry graduate school or in the chemical industry. But not so many are interested in medical school because they did not take all the, you know, the curriculum required to enter medical school. So not so many are doing this now.
Mm-hmm. And you say that your constituent base of students are Asians, Caucasians. Mm-hmm. Is there a certain type of profile person that comes in the chemistry area?
Not really. I mean, I didn't see anything specific to be a chemistry major.
Above average GPA kind of
They certainly, okay, what I would say is they have to have a good math background. And also really come with a pretty good foundation from high school. Because they have a hard time in those general chemistry classes if they're not prepared for those classes. And if they don't have a real foundation, good foundation from high school, often students who are actually successful in chemistry have been AP students. I think because they cover, a little bit more in-depth classes, especially the program in chemistry covers, some of the general chemistry that we do here. And they are more prepared for that. And I think if they're not prepared for it, what happened is they will feel like chemistry is too difficult for them, so they will not even try to go to a chemistry major.
Sure. Describe for me what the academic offerings available in the chemistry area at HBU, both undergraduate and beyond.
You mean what they could do after they graduate?
Yes, and the curriculum itself.
The curriculum itself, okay. Well, in chemistry, we have changed our curriculum. Initially, our curriculum was, we didn't have so many hours basic in chemistry because we had the double major. Double major means that students could be, for example, both, at the time they could be both a biology major and chemistry major, mm-hmm. or chemistry major and English major,
right.
Those kind of things. They could have two majors,
right.
basically. So they had to have a certain number of hours for the chemistry and a certain number of hours for English, for example, or biology. And because of this, we were restricted in terms of which classes we can offer in chemistry. So often, we could not have some, classes that you will see at U of H, for example, to prepare the students to go to graduate school. So it was a big gap for students to go to from undergraduate, basically, to graduate. Today, because we have we have a single chemistry major, we can offer more chemistry classes. So students, when they finish their curriculum in chemistry, they're really much more prepared for going to graduate school.
That's very notable. And so if you graduate from HBU with a chemistry major, where would you then, what would be the next steps?
The next step is you have the opportunity to go to, the chemical industry. I had students who've done research with me, who've been accepted in a job market. It was very simple for them. They received an interview almost before they graduated from HBU. So they were very well prepared, because I think in this, the program, the Welsh program, and especially the way I deal with my students, is I give them, I let them really think a lot in terms of more becoming independent, basically, not always looking at behind their back to see what they're doing. So,
sure.
So they're really prepared, people who interview my students, for chemical industry, they can feel they can have the feeling of that, and when they start working, they usually have very successful students.
And we're talking to Dr. Eric von Kemmelbach, the professor of chemistry at Houston Baptist University, and he.
I wanted to say also. So you were asking me. So first is definitely a chemical industry.
Right.
Because of chemistry. But now more and more students are going into a graduate school in chemistry. And they probably we just had a student, for example, graduated with a PhD from University in San Antonio. Mm. So we see a change in the direction in which the students are going.
And how would you explain that change, that they're pursuing graduate education with a major in chemistry at HBU?
Because, like I was just mentioning, I think they are more prepared. They are taking more classes. So now, for example, going to graduate level, taking, for example, an inorganic class was very difficult before when we had
sure.
a double major, because we did not offer those 4,000 level or 3,000 level inorganic classes. So for them, in the graduate level, it was very difficult. I had example of students who actually went to U of H, they were Welsh Scholar with me, and then they went to U of H and they get their PhD. And the first year of graduate school was very difficult, especially taking this inorganic chemistry class. Now, because we had the opportunity to add more classes in chemistry, then we do have those inorganic chemistry class offered to students. So now the students have really all what they need to go to graduate school in chemistry.
So HBU is indeed preparing them in the area of chemistry and postgraduate education in chemistry.
Excellent preparation.
And I've
today.
Got to think that postgraduate degree in chemistry must offer some very promising jobs, does it?
Yes, it does. I mean, people, you know, even just not even chemistry, but even chemical engineering, for example. We had students who actually obtain a chemistry major and move on in chemical engineering.
Wow. And so with the energy sector here, I mean, that would seem to be like Siamese twins, huh?
Yes, they do have a lot of opportunities here. Even students who are not the brightest in with a chemistry degree, they still get a good job in the chemical industry. We just had, I just heard a student who was not, I mean, when she was in my class, she was like more like a B, C student, and she just got a job with ExxonMobil.
Wow.
So, I mean, there are really good opportunities with chemistry.
Okay, so you have some prospective students that are listening right now to this podcast, and they have a predisposition to science, and they're thinking about pursuing it. Mm-hmm. What would you say to them, to why they should come to Houston Baptist University and get involved in the chemistry department?
Well, I would say because we don't have a large classes. So I have a good contact with my students so that I can determine whether the students are really ready for research, for example. I discuss with my colleagues, and they also know those students. So it's not like having a very large class like a U of H, for example, where you don't know the students.
Right.
Here you know who they are, you know what they've been doing, you know, even in general chemistry class. What I found, for example, is that often I can see that they've performed well in my, because I'm teaching general chemistry and I'm teaching upper chemistry classes. So I can see the parallel, how the students are doing in upper chemistry classes, depending on how they've done in general chemistry classes, for example. So we could follow our students very closely, which is not very possible in a big university like the University of Houston.
Right.
Because, I mean, when you think about the number of students in the classes in you know, general chemistry at the University of Houston, for example, and I talk about the University of Houston because I'm still doing a little bit of research there. You know, I can see my professor told me, I had about 300 to 400 students in the class, in my general chemistry class or introductory chemistry class. There's no way I can know those students.
Right.
And in our general chemistry class, we don't have so many students, so I can have a feeling already who they are. In fact, there was one student who was my advisee, and she was taking general chemistry too at the time. And she was doing very well in this class. And I asked her, what do you want to do after you graduate? Well, I probably want to go to medical school. And are you a chemistry major? No, I'm a biology major. And I talked to her and I said, well, have you ever considered to be a chemistry major? Well, not really, but now I see that I'm doing fairly well in chemistry. I may become a chemistry major. And she told me a few months after that she switched to chemistry. Well, today she is in Emory Graduate School.
Wow.
In chemistry.
So that's, you must feel very good about what you're doing.
Yes, I really, and I have this opportunity. That's why I like to be HBU, because I have the opportunity to really help the students, you know, get where they want to go.
And so you've been at HBU now how many years?
For 20 years.
20 years. It's amazing. Any return visits to France?
Oh, yeah. I come back. My mother lives in Saint-Nazaire, so I come back every year pretty much visiting her.
Yeah, very good. I sure love your home country, and I sure love Houston, Texas. How do people learn more? Dr. Eric von Kammelbach, the professor of chemistry here at Houston Baptist University. We want to vector people to learn more, particularly those prospective students.
Yes.
How can they? Do they go to the HBU, EDU? What's the area?
I think learn more, you mean about chemistry?
Yeah, about coming, enrolling here, getting in the program.
To get into the program? Well, they, I believe that they have to check probably our website, especially if they're interested in chemistry. I think we have a nice chemistry website where we explain the opportunities that students have with chemistry. In general, you know, I think most colleges are going to present their program, and I think it's a good way to know. But also, for Hill & Mouse, basically, I would say, you know, that works very well, too. We have students say, my cousin, you know, is going to HBU next year, you know, or my... So there's a, you know, another way to basically...
And are the students from the Houston area, or do they go beyond? Do the students come from Houston, or are they beyond?
I heard that some students were coming from maybe Dallas or, you know, mm-hmm. San Antonio. Yes. Not so many. I think most of them are more like in, you know, I mean, in Houston area, like in Sugar Land, some of them, you know. They.
Well, and it's great to be in a mega city like Houston to have the chemistry program at Houston Baptist University. Dr. Kammelbach, we also, you know, have this distinctive here at the University of Faith. And how has Christian faith played into this whole equation of chemistry?
Well, I think Christian faith is really, you know, I mean, understanding where you stand, basically, and having a respect with people, you know, and not treating them like, I mean, for example, I really treat my students as with a lot of respect, you know. I mean, if they don't do well, you know, I'm not criticizing them right away. I'm going to take my time to find out what is the problem with you, you know, what can I do to help you. That's the attitude I have, you know, with respect to my students, because you know, there are many possibilities why they're not doing well. It's not just because sometimes they're lazy. It's really because sometimes they have other things happening in their life. So during advising session, for example, we can learn more about this. And I will say that that's something that we want, you know, I want to continue to do in those classes, because I think we have a better approach toward the student that way. And I know that one student told me, it's very nice to visit you, Dr. Unkenbeck, in your office, because when you talk to us, you know, you're really very nice with us. You try to understand our problems. You try to explain things. If we didn't understand, you don't put us down, basically, like, oh, well, you're a student, I'm a professor, you know. No, I mean, the first thing I tell them is, I've been a student before. Yeah. I've been in your shoes before. So I know what kind of things you can be dealing with today. So, you know, classes are difficult. I've been in classes where I was far from being the top of the student, you know, in the class, and I had to struggle. And it was difficult. So I was happy to see that some professors were helping us, you know. So I say, well, that's the way it should be, I think, you know. Having a nice discussion with students, really, that's how our Christian faith is.
Give us your email, would you, in case anyone wants to email you?
Yes, it's evanc@hbu.edu.
Dr. Kammelbach, we are blessed to have you at HBU, and thank you for joining us on Think About It.
Thank you very much.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.